when you hit the handicap button for the door to open, that the door opens so slowly. I'm thinking that someone who's like perhaps, you know, uses that because their leg is broken, that door opens so slow that their leg will be healed by the time the door fucking opens.
There must be some ADA rules that say can't open faster than, you know,
like if it was at the turlet, the person in the wheelchair that had to use the handicap button to open the turlet door probably has pissed or shit themselves by the time the door fucking opens.
Oh, they use a bag. It's okay.
You think?
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, I was just like, I had my hands full once, and I was pushed the button because I also had my shopping cart. And seriously, the door took about 10 seconds before it even started to open. And then it just creeped right open. I was like, good God. Anyway, I just thought of that if somebody was waiting for the bathroom door to open like that, they'd probably soil themselves. Poor granny would have troubles.
Oh, speaking of grannies, I sent you that text message that the old granny who lived next door.
Oh, yeah.
Here,
right.
She's still alive.
Share that with everyone.
I thought she had died. But,
well, we're glad that she hasn't.
Yeah, she hasn't died. She's just apparently gone to live with another relative.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Poor granny would have troubles.
I thought she had died.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2042 of the BFO. The 20th of November 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, believe it or not, it's another edition of the Veda and Bacon Show. Big Fatty 2 in 1 week! Yeah, this week. Hello, contenters! Big Fatty! There are not very many out there. No, just Veda and Bacon, that's about it. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all got some bad news this afternoon. The Nep out there in the San Francisco, his father passed away on Thursday. And so he'll be coming to Charleston. He'll be coming to the East Coast because I don't know if he's coming to Charleston or not. He's still making arrangements, but he may be staying here at the villa here at Fat Acres. So that may change my plans about going to the Hara Hotel on Sunday. But right now, that's the plan, and I'm gonna stick to it till I know more information. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all thank hydrogen for Veda and Bacon, because y'all I for today's y'all I got nothing. I really have gotten nothing. Big Fatty, you had such a good show yesterday, and today I got nothing. So y'all sit back and fast forward. Big Fatty, don't fast forward. Listen and enjoy the Veda and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty. The Veda and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, you did good.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So, Vader, I am going to do a contest in December to drum up some content. And I'm sure you heard of it already. And I did solicit for one of the other podcasters to help me with a little jingle for the contest. And I can't really tell if their jingle is a joke or serious or whatever. So anyway, I guess when it gets closer to December 1st, we'll find out. But anyway, I'm thinking, Fart, we should just run it through the rest of the year, you know, like who cares? So then everyone can call in on New Year's Eve and say, Happy New Year's, Fart. Woodhaven, and get two entries or whatever. So anyway, and like I said, the contest will be in December. I hope people participate because, you know, it's like that. If you don't want to hear the Vader and Bacon Show, then you better call in. Hello. Yeah, but I remember my trip to Tennessee. It was awesome. And we didn't have cell coverage either. And we were on motorcycles in the rain, and it was 40 degrees at the top of mountains. And we couldn't see because our goggles were fogged up and we didn't have rain gear. So we were freezing and we were wet and there was no shelter. Like, we could not find some place where we could go and park and get out of the rain without having our motorcycle sitting on the side of the road, you know, possibly causing an accident for someone else or whatever. So anyway, it was horrible. And no, I was not on my motorcycle. I was on the back of Gerald Panda. So that's it.
Good
Haven.
Oh, yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, Miss Bacon brings up an excellent point that, she starts calling in when there's no other content. So y'all, maybe, Big Fatty, maybe they ought to start calling when they're going to call in during the Woodhaven contest in December. That's true. And y'all, we do have a little bit of a preview of that bumper for December. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time.
No, don't go in there, lady.
Big Fatty, I think they need to work on that. I think they need to work on that bumper a little bit. Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So I'm playing Words with Friends with you. And so, you know, when a game gets over and I send it to you and I don't make a move, usually I'm just letting you go first or whatever, you know. And I try to do it without looking at my letters so that it's not like, oh, if I have a good word, then I'm not going to let you go first. But sometimes just so it's like, hey, even if I have a good word, I'll let you go first. So I just try not to look at the letters. So anyway, I technically could have laid down all 7 tiles, but I'm so stupid, I didn't know that that without a T, that my word was a word. So I'm was waiting for you to drop a T or whatever. So anyway, and dropping a T is not like dropping a deuce. Okay, so anyway, I can't remember the other thing I was going to tell you. It was probably really funny.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is, Big Fatty, is she out of breath? I think so. Woodhaven, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you know, now that she's talking about TT, I'm going to have to go TT now. Yes, Big Fatty, TT time.
Oh, of course I remember after I hang up the phone or whatever. So anyway, I decided this spring or whatever that because of, you know, where we live here or whatever, that we acclimate to the weather changes so quickly that we easily have to adjust to like 40 degrees one day and 80 the next or whatever. So I decided that I'm going to keep my house at between 66 and 68 degrees or whatever. So anyway, I come home at 1 o'clock and I could tell that, you know, Jerry was there and, you know, he's having no part of this this low temperature freezing, ice cold temperatures or whatever. So he's having no part of it. So anyway, I can, what do you call it? Just wait. So anyway, I come home and, So anyway, I go home and I can tell that the heat was left on or that the heat was turned on or whatever. So it was actually like 67 degrees. So anyway, I decided that if I keep it like really low, you know, I think you burn more calories when it's like freezing cold or whatever. So definitely my fingers are cold. So I do need to get a pair of gloves to wear in the house. All right. Goodbye. Hey, that's really cool. Like I like driving by houses when it's kind of like dreary out and then the lights are on and then their front windows are open. So like I just drove by this really nice house and in their big front window is a piano with the lid open or whatever. So I wonder if they play or if it's just for display. Anyway, these are some really nice houses over here. All right, goodbye.
Miss Bacon, I'm not quite sure. Big Fatty, what the hell was she talking about? I don't know. But perhaps you need to warm the house up because I think you might be coming down with frostbite or something. Big Fatty, the poor thing.
Big Fatty, it's Nort.
Big Fatty, what are you doing playing Nort's voice? Well, y'all, I evidently fucked up and thought this was a call from Vega. But Big Fatty, you might as well just go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it.
Me and Tara are just driving back from Detroit. We've just had our green card interview, which, barring a background check, has gone very well. So that's all good. When we got the message, Tara was just receiving her birthday neck rub and shoulder massage. Hang on, you got anything?
Thank you for my happy birthday, Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah. And for me, it's not spotted. It's a birthmark.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you are. He is no wonder he is your emigrated straight boyfriend, Big Fatty. Y'all, that, of course, is Nort, who I thought was going to be Vader, Nort, and Tara. But Big Fatty, they were in a jalopy, so I can see how you got confused. But anyway, Nort and Tara... Thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear both of your voices. It has truly been a month of Sundays since we've heard from either of you, but it's lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty, especially during the Vader and Bacon show. And not look at what, well, you might want to look into a medicated salve.
Hi, it's Bacon.
Scotty, Scotty. Not a winner.
Big Fatty, it sounds like Miss Bacon's got an assistant. I believe she does have an assistant. And Miss Bacon, thank you for the call. And Scotty, you've heard it from Miss Bacon herself. Not a winner. No, Big Fatty, not a winner. You gotta wait till December the 1st. But Scotty, you'll have a whole month that you can call in and Woodhaven us. Big Fatty, is that a verb?
Big Fatty, it's me, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I have a couple of reasons for calling. One is, it is officially Korma since we have put out the Adidas shoebox Korma tree in my office as a coal mine today. And I want to thank you for being part of that ceremony and covering your heart while we took care of it. And your little lamb went ahead and decorated it, so we're all good. Second thing is that, you know, I've got to go up to the Columbias for work tomorrow. That's Friday. I will be avoiding Drusilla, just avoiding. So I'll be on the road again, I'll call you. But the reason I'm concerned is, you know, I have a rentals car, and guess what? It's a Buick or similar. So if I'm in the Buick, I feel like that'd be very appropriate this weekend. Although I'll be back Saturday morning. I'm just running up for the evening for a little hoot nanny up there, and making sure that I'm protecting the head coal miner. I'm working security there. So anyway. I think that's all I got. The bones are weary, Big Fatty. They are just weary, and the behavior is horrible. And, you know, I smiled my way through it today, but you know how close I was to snapping. So, anyway, I gotta run. I'm sitting in traffic, but it's 5:20. I'm almost home, because at 4:59, I said, all right, everybody, get your bag. And they said, why? And I said, because I am pressing the alarm code at 5 o'clock, and we're walking out the door. And, you know what? I said, get your bags, and before I finished that, Big Fatty, they were out the door. So I was in car at 5:02 and put the pedal to the metal and got out of the mines. So anyway, I'm going to go home, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but something, and then I've got to run out and buy some things. But okay, well, you just hurry on with your garage door. Hurry on up the highway. Anyway, that's all. Okay, I've nattered too much. Gotta run, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Big Fatty, thank goodness that one was Vader. It's true. Y'all, that is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Couldn't do a Vader and Bacon show without you. Well, Big Fatty, we almost did. It's true. Vader, I was gonna say give my best to Drusilla, but before I could get it out my mouth, you said that you would not be worrying him. I had forgotten that Drusilla blow me up there in the Columbia. By the way, I don't know if I've ever said this, but if the state of Columbia, excuse me, Fanny, if the state of South Carolina were ever given an enema, it'd be inserted in Columbia. But I believe that Drusilla Blomey is nursing these days. Big Fanny, I don't know if he's nursing or pumping, but one of the two, that's for sure, because he's certainly a wet, what is that, a wet nurse? Big Fanny, that is... The Vader, Bacon, and Nort Show! Big Fatty!
Jesse, y'all, this weekend. This weekend on Sunday. On Sunday the 22th, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one of the most special. And y'all, you know him. He's part of a dynamic duo, y'all. He has many places. Many places. He's up there in the Chicago's, y'all, the only time you need a Big Fatty, he might be of service this weekend with your friend the Nip. Oh, right this way, madam. A Big Fatty, that's terrible. It is none other than old Dickard, Tom of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, that is lovely. We love Tom. And y'all, Tom is just a sweetheart. He is just a sweetheart, and I can't say enough about it. Big Fatty, you only got a couple of minutes. You can't. You have to say enough. Okay. Well, anyway, but y'all, on Sunday, if you see Big Fatty, I hope we don't hear him on Sunday. But if you see him, right this way, madam. Y'all, if you see him on the Face Space or the 20 all those other things, I don't know, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that T Wiggles makes him a big old, no, I don't think Digger wants a cake. I hope that T Wiggles makes him a big old gin martini. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, speaking of Digger, y'all, he posted something on the 20 this afternoon. I'm not quite exactly sure what he meant, but y'all, it made me giggle. He compared me to, I think he was comparing me to Aunt Clara from the old Bewitched. And y'all, so Big Fatty's got some new show art for you today. So y'all head on over there to the BFO and see the new show art that was inspired by the birthday boy Digger. Oh, okay, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, Big Fatty, heading over to Hatlanta at some point, and the Horror Hotel also, but don't know what the plans are going to be. For those folks in Hatlanta, I'm probably not going to have a chance to meet up with you, but if things change, I will certainly get in touch, but we'll definitely get together for Crema. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll get together for Crema. But y'all, I do think that I'll probably be going out to the connections on Saturday night, and y'all, the kids from Took and Beanie have a little advice for me, I think. Don't you guys?
Poor Granny would have troubles.
I thought she died.
Oh no, Granny just smells like she died. That's just it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.